Задание 1. Прослушайте 4 текста и выберите основное речевое намерение говорящего. Поставьте галку в соответствующей графе таблицы. Для каждого говорящего возможен только один вариант ответа. Speaker 1.
Mark, listen. I've been thinking about what you told me the other day, and here's what I think. You should stop, at least for a little while, pestering your father about a car. If I were you, I would just stop pressing on him, and for at least a couple of weeks I wouldn't talk to him about it at all. You should quit telling him that you will stop going to school unless he buys you a car. It won't do much to assure your dad that you will leave the football team. Don't be so obvious and aggressive. Apparently he doesn't react to that sort of approach. I had a similar case with my parents. Here's what I'd tell your dad. Dad, I really need a car, but I understand that I cannot ask you for it. So I have decided to find a part-time job. I promise that I will do my best to study well, to do my homework. The only thing that bothers me is that I might have to miss a few football practices, but that's inevitable in this case. So even though I do not need your official permission, Dad, I still want your approval and support. So Mark, try that and see how it works.
Speaker 2.
Hello. I'm the father of Mary Pratt, who is studying at your school. Here's what I have to say. Mary's class teacher, Mrs. Peterson, must have noticed that Mary was absent from class yesterday. The reason behind this was food poisoning. Mary got a stomach infection due to this, and so the doctor put her on bed rest for the next 2 days. The problem came to her mother's and my attention when on Tuesday, the day before yesterday, Mary came home crying about severe stomach pain. Both of us were very scared and immediately took her to our family doctor. From the examination, the doctor confirmed to us that it was food poisoning that Mary had been suffering from. It was an acute case of stomach infection due to the consumption of some stale food item. By the same evening, we got calls from two of Mary's friends' parents, who informed us about their children's similar condition. That morning, we all had given our children pocket money to eat at the school cafeteria. Moreover, the kids say that they didn't eat anything else or from anybody else's lunchbox. So it is very likely that there was something wrong with the food itself. Mary had eaten noodles in the cafeteria that day. While now her condition is better as compared to yesterday, we're very concerned about this kind of incident happening again. As a parent yourself, you can understand exactly how we feel about this entire situation. And that is why we are very confident that you will take all the necessary measures, as soon as possible, to prevent such an incident from happening again on your school premises. Otherwise, we will have no choice but to contact the Committee for Public Health and the Parent-Teacher Organization.
Speaker 3.
Hello, Stacy. I've got something to tell you. It's very important. I've tried to call you a few times on your mobile, but the number you have dialed is not available at the moment. Anyway, I can't give it to myself anymore, so I'm using the voicemail. Plus, you'll be able to listen to this a few times, and I believe you will. Do you remember Mike from the biology class last year? The blonde Apollo with green eyes, a man from a fairy tale, as you called him. Yes, I believe you remember. You've been trying to sit in front of him all year long, so he would notice you. I wonder what he may think if I told him about it. Oh, remember when he once asked you for a pencil? He called you Kate. And he later said that it doesn't matter, and you're not into him anyway. Nice try. So, since you're not, I believe you will not freak out about my news. Peter and I are in the same literature class, and we've got to know each other a little, and guess what? He asked me out tonight. Well, here's why I'm calling. Remember that beautiful green dress of yours? The one you said I look gorgeous in? You told me that I can borrow it any time. Could you give it to me for tonight? Call me as you get the message. Talk to you later. Bye-bye. Speaker 4.
Hey, Pitts. I've been calling you again and again, but you haven't been answering. Well, let me guess. You might still be on the volleyball field, training, even at, 9 p.m. It's so sad that I'm forced to talk to a voicemail. All right. I want to repeat one more time what I wanted you to realize about me. I've been a major setter in our team for 4 years, and all the spikers and the trainers say that I am great, and that we would have been winning in competitions thanks to my golden, capable hands. And that is how it should and will be. However, recently, our team was lucky enough to get one more setter, and now, because of it, I feel like it is getting a bit too crowded. You know, there are 6 players in the first string, but only one setter, and I have been the main one for 4 years. I have no plans to be warming the bench. Oh, and by the way, remember what happened last Tuesday? Well, it'll be really sad if your parents find out what happened. I doubt they'll continue encouraging you to play volleyball. I doubt they'll keep encouraging you to play football. They might even stop you from playing. However, there is one volleyball team at High Forest High School, and I've heard they're looking forward to finding a new setter. Do you think it might work out for you? Okay, talk to you at the next training session. Or maybe not. Maybe you'll decide to join them. It'll be a big loss, though. So you should think it over. Bye-bye.